This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Two Weld County police officers will face charges after they left a suspect handcuffed in the back of a police car and it was hit by a train. 20-year-old Yareni Rios Gonzalez was yelling for help as the train approached the car. She suffered multiple severe injuries. One officer faces second-degree assault and manslaughter charges. Both officers face charges for reckless endangerment. A long list of Colorado judges are up for re-election in this year's midterms. Voters will decide if 22 judges remain on the bench. Former Colorado Court of Appeals Judge Russell Caporelli says unsure voters can go to knowyourjudge.com to find info on each judge.
And in the survey report, there are 31 topics, essentially, that are rated by people who saw the judge in action. And you can then apply your own judgment.
Most Colorado judges have returned to their jobs in recent years. You can also find more details on judges at cpr.org. Coloradans should have a clear view of the full lunar eclipse tomorrow morning. Astronomers say this will be the last total eclipse until 2025. Starting around 1 a.m., the moon will turn a dark gray as Earth moves in front of the sun. And then between 2 and 4 a.m., the dark gray will become a deep red as light from the sun filters through the Earth's atmosphere. It should all be over by 7 o'clock, just in time for the polls to open. And if you're planning on voting in Metro Denver, it'll be windy and in the low 70s tomorrow. You're listening to CPR News.